Good morning and welcome to this public hearing, Tuesday, January 9th, 2024. Call the meeting to order. And I'd like to wish each and every one of you Happy New Year. This is the first time that we've gathered officially since the new year. This is a public hearing at which Municipal Council will receive written and verbal presentations from citizens in attendance concerning proposed amendments to the Riverport and District Land Use Bylaw. At this time, I will call each of the council members for the official record. I would ask that you introduce yourselves and the district that you represent, please. Starting with Councillor Haysom.
Thank you very much. Letha Haysom, representing District 1.
Martin Bell, District 2.
Wendy Oichel, District 3.
Pam Hubley, District 4.
Kathy Moore, District 5.
Michelle Greek, District 7.
Casey DeLong, District 8.
Reed Wynette, District 9.
Chastity Vino, District 10.
And you can do these. Councillor Statton?
Yes, thank you. Councillor Statton, District 6.
And myself, Mayor Bolivar Getson. The purpose of this public hearing is for Council to receive public comments concerning a proposed amendment to the Riverport and District Land Use Bylaw. The proposed amendments involve rezoning portions of two properties on Cook's Brook Diversion, property identifiers 60718046 and 60718038, from the environmentally sensitive zone to the rural 3 zone, and repealing policy 4.13, accessory uses, and replacing it with a revised policy titled Miscellaneous Minor Accessory Structures in alignment with policies found in MODL's other land use bylaws. A staff presentation on the proposed amendment, written and verbal presentations from the public, a review of next steps in the process, and declaring the public hearing closed. Persons who wish to speak at the public hearing are asked to note the following. State your name and address. Direct all statements to the chairperson. Try to limit presentations to 10 minutes. Speakers may address council twice, but before addressing municipal council for the second time, speakers will be requested to wait until others have had the opportunity to speak. At this time, I would ask staff to make a brief presentation on the amendment.
Good morning, Mayor and Council and members of the public. I'm just going to be taking us through this presentation this morning. My name is Liz Carr also, and I'm a planner for the District of Lunenburg. So the amendments we're going to be talking about today fall under two categories, including regulating development near wetlands and the accessory uses policy. Just for some background on the wetland amendments, two properties on Cook's Brook Diversion in Riverport were brought to the municipality's attention because they overlap with the area's environmentally sensitive zone, which is based on provincial wetland maps, but there are no wetlands present on either property. This was determined by a qualified wetland delineator who conducted a survey of the two properties and found there were no low-lying areas on the survey plan. Soil composition was sandy dry silt over rock, with the conclusion that there are no wetlands present on either property. Policy 4.2.3 of the Riverport and District Land Use Bylaw states that Council may rezone an environmentally sensitive zone to the adjacent Rural 3 zone if a qualified professional performs a study on the property and determines that there are no wetlands present. And as mentioned previously, a provincial wetland delineator has surveyed the properties and provided a survey indicating that no wetlands were found. For background on the accessory uses amendments, policy 4.13 of the report and district land use bylaw relates to accessory uses and states that no development permit is required for any use that is accessory to a permitted use. The amendments to this policy relate to changing the wording to permit certain accessory structures without a development permit rather than uses. And this wording will help align the policy with the wording found in MODL's other land use bylaws. First reading for these amendments occurred on December 12, 2023, and the motion passed by Council consisted of the following: that Municipal Council accept the recommendations of the Planning Advisor Committee and give notice of its intention to approve Bylaw 015F, a bylaw amending the Riverport and District Land Use Bylaw regarding miscellaneous minor structures and rezoning of the two properties on Cooksbrook Diversion from the Environmentally Sensitive Zone to the Rural 3 Zone. So far in the amendment process, there has been a public information session where general information about the amendments was provided to attendees. Staff then went to the Riverport and District Area Advisory Committee where concerns about the changes to the wetlands policy were raised. The committee ended up approving the changes to the accessory uses policy but rejecting the changes to the wetland policy. The Area Advisory Committee's recommendations were brought to the Planning Advisory Committee, who approved the changes to the accessory uses policy and suggested to Council to rezone the two properties per the existing policy in the Riverport Land Use Bylaw pertaining to the wetland amendments. Again, Council conducted first reading on December 12th, where they passed a motion to accept the recommendations of the Planning Advisory Committee and to hold a public hearing. And the next steps for the amendment will include second reading, where Council may choose to conduct a second reading after the public hearing concludes today. If second reading occurs, then a notice of approval will appear in the local newspaper, which will begin a 14-day appeal period. And if no appeals come in that time, then the amendments are considered adopted. And that is all I have for the presentation this morning.
Okay, review of written submissions. At this time, I would ask our staff if there were any written submissions received by the municipality from the public on this amendment.
No, there were not.
And I would ask if there are any members of the public to now come forward to address Council on this amendment. This is verbal presentations from the public. So if you would like to come forward, please come forward to the mic and state your name and the community, please. Just one moment.
Hi, my name's Alexandra Greek. I'm actually an owner of one of the PIDs. Just have a quick question. How was this wetland delineator paid? Was it paid by the municipality or one of the owners, or would we be responsible for paying for that? I'm just curious on the process of how this was paid to get this wetland removed. Because originally when I spoke to the municipality about this was going to cost the landowners quite a bit of money to do this.
I would ask our Director of Planning, Jeff Merrill.
Yeah, this one was the property owner had the Department of Environment come out and do the assessment. I'm not sure if they paid the Department of Environment. I would assume that they probably didn't. The Environment came out and did that at no cost to the property owner. But there will be no fees from the municipality related to this. Typically, there is a application fee, and that's maybe what you're might be talking about. There is a fee for advertising and a application fee, so it's $1,025. But the municipality, we brought through a housekeeping amendment at the same time, so we process them together.
Okay, so everything would be covered then. It's not
yes.
A cost to the
correct.
Perfect, thank you.
Is there anyone else here from the public who would wish to come forward to speak on this amendment? Again, is there anyone here from the public who would wish to speak on the amendment? Please come forward to address Council. If not, Municipal Council may make a decision at the Council meeting after the close of this public hearing. Once Council has approved the documents, an approval notice is inserted into the local paper advising of the adoption of the amendment. After a 14-day appeal period has lapsed and no appeals have been served, the amendment becomes effective. I now declare this public hearing closed.